This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's just 6 weeks before the presidential election. Speaking to reporters outside the White House Saturday, U.S. President Trump said that he expects to have a choice very soon and will send that choice to the U.S. Senate. He rejected U.S. Senator Susan Collins' view that replacing the late Supreme Court justice should be the decision of the president, who was elected November 3rd.
I totally disagree with her. We have an obligation. We won. And we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want. That's not the next president. Hopefully I'll be the next president. But we're here now. Right now we're here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed Friday night, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining eight Supreme Court justices wrote emotional statements remembering Ginsburg, including a friend, Justice Clarence Thomas. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Justice Clarence Thomas wrote that he was heartbroken to learn of Ginsburg's death, describing her as the essence of grace, civility, and dignity. A superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. Thomas goes on to say, as outstanding as she was as a judge, she was an even better colleague, unfailingly gracious, thoughtful, and civil. He said the quality and pace of her work never suffered as she was ill, nor did her demeanor toward her colleagues. He concludes, I will dearly miss my friend. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president said that he was intending to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was getting the deal with Oracle his blessing and that he had addressed U.S. national security concerns.
It will have nothing to do with China. It'll be totally secure. That'll be part of the deal, and that will be both Oracle, as you know, and Walmart. And I think it's going to be a fantastic deal.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and potential for China to access that information. Mr. Trump's critics have said that while TikTok security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he has proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Tens of thousands of people joined the biggest protest in years in Thailand Saturday, cheering calls to curb the power of the country's monarchy, as well as for the removal of the former coup leader, the prime minister, Prayuth Chan-o-Cha. The protests have been building in the Southeast Asian country since mid-July. They've broken a long-standing taboo by criticizing the monarchy, as well as seeking a new constitution and elections. Thai authorities have said criticizing the monarchy is unacceptable in a country where the king is constitutionally enthroned in a position of revered worship. News reports estimate at least 30,000 people took part in Saturday's demonstrations. Organizers said that there were more than 50,000, while police say that there were 18,000. Police in the capital, Belarus, cracked down sharply Saturday against women's protest march, demanding the president's resignation. They arrested more than 200 people, including an elderly woman who has become a symbol of the six-week protests that have roiled the country. Among those detained during Saturday's demonstration was prominent 74-year-old protester Nina Baginska. During the weekend protest, police officers blocked demonstrators in several locations. Those demonstrations first began after the country's presidential election last month that officials say handled Alexander Lukashenko's sixth term in an office with an overwhelming 80% support. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got another great show for you today. Of course, as usual, you'll hear awesome Pan-African music, Song of the Week, an original Music Time in Africa vintage tune from the archives, and one special interview from Nigeria. Now, the music ranges in date from the early 90s right up to September 2020, and it also ranges in styles. You'll hear some Pan-African classics like Salif Keita, Oliver Mutukudzi, and Lucky Dube, timeless regional hits from South Sudan and Egypt, and then some current tunes that are just rocking the airwaves right now in Kenya, South Africa, Ethiopia, and Nigeria. The Vintage Tune is a wonderful 1968 recording of the Richard Band from Cameroon. And Song of the Week is Imali by South African singer Ami Faku. As for today's interview, well, it's special because for the first time since my tenure as host of Music Time in Africa, and that's 8 years and counting, I interview an artist, a painter. His name is Clement Cullors, and I interviewed him virtually, me here in Washington, D.C., and he in his art studio in Kaduna, Nigeria. You will meet him and get to know what goes on in his studio and how beauty, goodness, corruption, and even sexual violence all inspire some of his favorite works to date. So that's the show. Sit back, relax, and listen. We begin in South Sudan with refreshing Afro pop by singer Nyarwatch. This is Gatluak, you boring man with no plan. Right. Hey, everybody, that was Nyarwatch from South Sudan. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. From Sudan to Egypt now, here is Amr Diab with Yarit Senek. It translates in English to mean boy, do I wish you were just a few years older.
مفيش ولا حاجة تتغير
يا ريت سنك يزيد سنتين عشان سنك كده صغير
يزيد لكن في تكوينك مفيش ولا حاجة تتغير
دوامك
هو هو يكون
ولونك
يبقى نفس اللون عيونك لسه بتفتح ومن دلوقتي بتحير
يا ريت سنك يزيد سنتين عشان سنك
ولا حاجة طيب مفيش ولا حاجة تمنعني أنا لو بس مش طيب مفيش ولا حاجة تمنعني
song out of Kenya. It's called Lesotho by Nviri the Storyteller and featuring Reiji. The visuals premiered September
8th. Tukumbuke vile piga picha ukipenda muziki katika hizi misimu zitapita na hizi picha zitatukumbusha kila mtu anapenda good life hey, yeah wewe mwenyewe unajipa good time oh, oh, oh. Toto kiboko sema kile unaona kwa ndoto
Hello, everybody. This next tune is another single released August 11th. It's called Alive, and it's by a Canadian hip-hop recording artist, Mez Marie. This young guy started releasing music on YouTube in 2008, and he has been continually growing and expanding as an artist. He creates beautiful visuals. This tune, Alive, is his newest one, and it dropped earlier this week. What it does differently than the others is bring Ethiopia into focus in both the sound and the picture. The video is adored by his YouTube followers, and as I was scrolling through the comments, I found this one that sums up this work. It's from someone about a week ago who says, "Beautiful song, beautiful video. Thank you so much because you mix you and include all of Africa with Ethiopia in this video. A lot of Ethiopian singers need to learn from you. My wife woke me up this morning with this video. She is a Somali with a Pan-African mentality. You're doing such a great job. Continue this way. We have said to every single social media outlet that we're on, we love this song." And then green heart, yellow heart, red heart, black fist, black heart, and some Ethiopian words I can't understand. So here it is, Alive.
I've heard the most sell a dream and kill self-esteem. These powers and regimes, they bring more pain and disease with no cure relief. I'm good feeling free with the rivers and the sun and the trees, with the spirits at the home. Say some loving for me. You know the rules of the birds and the bees. I'll tell you where they want me to be. Trapped in my mind without any keys. But I found a passion for the roots and the seeds. For our history and all in between. Hope it won't be long till we get it right. There's a tunnel, but I see the light. All the nights you were alone trying to get it right. We'll put up a fight. They won't break our spirit when we're feeling alive. Keeping score. History done shown us we've been here before. Yet there's still so much pain we endure. Let my brother stay alive. Let my sister keep a smile. Hope my family still around when I pass it to my child. Let my nephew live his dreams. Lord, keep his heart clean. Let him shine through this life. Firm, strong, and free. I tell you where they want we to be. Trapped in our minds without any keys. But I found a passion for the roots and the seeds. For our history and all in between.
Hope it won't be long. There's a tunnel, but I see the light. All the nights you were alone, trying to get it right. We'll put up a fight. They won't break our spirit when we're feeling alive. Redemption and freedom gives me reason to survive.
Jah guide us.
There's a tunnel, but I see the light. All them nights you were alone trying to get it right. We'll put up a fight, and they won't break our spirit when we're feeling alive. Redemption and freedom gives me reason to survive.
Yes, that was Mez Marie from Toronto with Alive. Hello, how is everybody doing? I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. Thanks for spending it with me on The Voice of America. This is Music Time in Africa, and I'm Heather Maxwell. Coming up next, my special interview with Clement Colors from Kaduna, Nigeria. But first, we gotta get us some Salif Keita. This is Africa.
Ça fait vibrer, ça fait danser. Oh, Africa. Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hello, everybody. Now it's time to present Clement Colors. Like I said at the top of the hour, this is a special, special feature interview because unlike almost all of the other guests that I have on the show, Clement is a visual artist. He's a painter. But, you know, music and art are kin. And I think you'll see some parallels between the artistic world of color, specifically in this case, the world of Clement Colors, and the world of sound. This interview was filmed in Clement's Kaduna studio and is totally available for you to watch on all of Music Time in Africa's social media platforms. What you're hearing now is the audio version. To the interview. All the way from Kaduna, Nigeria, is an amazing painter and artist. His name is Clement Colors. Hi, Clement. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Point in your life, and how did you decide you were going to be an artist and a painter?
As a kid, I didn't really know that I'm going to become an artist, but I knew I was an artist at the same time because this was the only thing that made me to be outstanding among my mates. I was good at art, but I knew I was going to be an artist after my higher institution, that's after the university, when I went fully into it. I refused working for someone. I refused working for the government. I just decided to pursue my dream because I knew this is my calling. That is when I knew that, yes, this is where I belong.
Now, I'm joining you virtually. I'm in Washington, D.C., and you're there in your art studio in Kaduna. What goes on in the studio?
We do several activities here. We train the students. We train the youth, most especially in the community here. We also have youth outside the community and other states, but we don't do it online because we don't have all it takes to be online. So on a daily basis, we train these guys on how they can become great artists, how they can draw, how they can paint using several media.
And what media do you specialize in? What do you use there?
We use several media, but we concentrate on the oil on canvas, which is very popular and it's known by other artists. Then we have the enamel on board, that's the slim board. This enamel on board is cheaper than the canvas. And here in this environment, most of the youth can't afford the oil on canvas. So I concentrate more on the enamel. And we also have the metal. We paint on metals also, just that the difference is the metal is slippery because of the glossy nature. And we paint on the wall, but mostly we do our practicals on the wall. That's the graffiti aspect, because the wall consumes lots of paint and we have to source more paint before we can paint on the wall. So it consumes lots of money. It takes lots of our resources. So we do it once in a while.
And what do you say to parents of your students who probably more often than not say, you know, art is not going to bring our children and our family financial or professional success?
Due to the low art appreciation here in this community and in Kaduna State, we have reduced the level of the way we talk to parents. You see, by the time you see a good thing, you would like to have it, but they can't have it if there's no one making it close to them. So if I should create a good artwork and they love it, they'll allow their kids to come, those that are interested, so that they can produce the same for them. And by the time they have it close to them, they will love it. So this is the only way I use to talk to parents, because when you do it practically for them and they see it and they appreciate and love it, then they will release their kids to you.
Hello, you're listening to a virtual interview with me in Washington and Clement Cullors in his art studio in Kaduna, Nigeria, on September 9th. What drives you personally to constantly be painting and creating?
The major driving force is beauty. Beauty drives me crazy a lot. When I see beautiful things, I want to create them. And when I sit down and I imagine beautiful stuffs, I want to have it close to me. So it makes me to paint all the time. And by the time I create my beautiful artworks and people admire it, it drives me crazy personally, you understand? You know, you creating what you love, doing what you love doing, and people are out there admiring it, and it's making me to want to paint more.
I see, so that drives you to continue.
To continue.
Yeah, and you must see beauty in all kinds of things, and that must be a wonderful way to live, Clement.
People may be surprised why I'm saying I see beauty in everything I do. You see, we have the eyes, but sometimes it's not just the physical eyes that see. It is what comes out of you. You can choose to see what you want to see. If you want to see beauty, you see beauty. If you want to see bad in something, you see bad in something. And let's assume from the kids now, if you are optimistic that these kids will be good, you see good coming out of them. But if you are not an optimist, you never see good coming out of them. So I'm this kind of person that see good coming out of people. So I must make use of it and keep it with me.
Out of all of your work to date, what are the top most meaningful pieces to you?
It is the painting of my self-portrait I did. The one I closed my mouth with, the 1,000 naira note. That's the currency here in Nigeria. You see, it talks about the naira and then communication and then who you are. Like, if you should collect this naira note, you may not say what you want to say. So if you do not say what you want to say, that simply means you are dying silently because you are not expressing yourself just because of that naira note. And the naira note can't satisfy your needs till eternity. It can't satisfy your needs forever. So why not say what you want to say instead of collecting the naira note and then it shuts you off from expressing your dreams? So it's better you express yourself, you say a word, you say the truth, you say it as it is, than you covering your mouth with the naira note. Then the second painting that drives me crazy is the painting I created last year. It talks about rape in the society. On that painting, I showed people that in 2020, there will be a lot of rape cases, and it's going to take place even within family. So parents should be very careful with their children, and ladies should be careful wherever they go to. So luckily enough for me, the painting was like a prophecy and it came to pass. So that painting, it's really a painting that anytime I see it, I fall in love with it again, because I told people what was going to happen and it's happening, but they didn't take me serious. And they should have said, what really does this painting mean? They didn't. And even when it happened, nobody cares to like ask, how far with this painting? You said so thing and it's happening right now. They didn't care to. So, but as for me, I don't really care what they say. Since I've passed the message, I think I'm glad for enough.
Clement Cullors, I wish we could talk all day, and I wish I could be right next to you in your studio. It's just amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your work and your creative process and the beauty that you show us around the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm grateful. I hope to see you someday, not just live like this, but close to you. I hope to touch you. Thank you. Thank you for this time.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. I hope you enjoyed that interview from September 9th with Clement Colors. We're at the bottom of the hour, so it's time to get with Kwame.
And this is the song of the week.
Hello, Kwame.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing this week?
Doing great.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's new? Anything new on your end?
Nothing new. Still working from home, trying to stay safe. People are over the coronavirus, but it's still very much real. So I would say they should all keep, you know, following the protocol to keep safe.
Yeah, I agree. I know of a very personal case just yesterday where somebody got it, and now everyone's afraid they have it, and they're all getting tested today. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, let's get to the fun part. Music!
Yes.
Song of the week!
Yes.
All right, so this week I selected a song from South Africa by a young singer named Ami Faku. She has done a song called Imali, and it's not the lead track, but the album is called Imali. There's a lot to say about this artist and Black Diamond, who is a duo that features on the song. But because it's in Xhosa, I want to explain the lyrics. I'm just going to read a translation that I found on the web, and then we'll get to the song. I have no money. I'm poor. I prayed, when will it be all right? There he shouted, unfortunate, back. What is life like for some of us? I am mentally dead. Trouble never ends in my path. Yo, 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 he, yo. That's her crying to her mama. The sun will set and my tears will turn into rain. Over the years, the chances of success have been missed. I cry out to you, my creator, but there's no answer. I'm like a bird without wings. All my life, I've worked to fulfill my mother's desires. But my path is full of misfortune and bad luck. Even sorrow has become my friend. I am mentally dead. Yes, I'm mentally dead. Trouble never ends in my path. Yo, 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 mama way. So that's it. And then Black Diamond comes in and they sing about the same thing. They repeat. And it's a sad song. It's a very, very sad song, but it's too beautiful for us not to share.
Anyway, Heather, so listening to it, obviously I don't understand a word of Xhosa, but it's a very touching song. You can hear the emotion behind the song. You can feel it, almost touch it. It's definitely a very, 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 very heartfelt song.
Faku sings with slow rhythmic lines. You know, she sings on the whole note, if you know what that means. But when Black Diamond comes in, they start rapping in exactly the double time of her single notes, so that it picks up the motion and the forward feel of the song, yet it maintains the slow beat. Faku with the song called Imali. She's from South Africa. It was recorded in 2019. And just so everybody knows, this singer has really shot up to fame since she was a contestant on The Voice South Africa in 2017. And guess what? Kwame, she was eliminated.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, she was eliminated. But as the case often happens, those who are eliminated on those talent shows end up really becoming superstars.
Yeah. In America, Jennifer Hudson is a clear example. Yeah.
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 Anyway, I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santi.
And that was Song of the Week.
All right, Heather.
See you next week and stay safe, huh?
You too.
Okay, change of pace. Somewhere back in 1968, the founder of Music Time in Africa, Leo Sarkisian, collected a rare recording by the Richard Band. Now, Voice of America started broadcasting this music in November of 1968, and according to the radio scripts from that broadcast, which we still have, this song I'm about to play for you is a folk song sung in Iwondo called Rumba Zole Tele.
share music time in Africa with the most beautiful Heather Maxwell. She's very well.
Hello, people. That was Crazy World by Lucky Dubé from South Africa. We lost him, sadly, in 2007. And this next classic from Zimbabwe is by another lost legend, Oliver Mutukudzi. Now, he passed away just last year, January of 2019. This is Dzoka Uyamwe. And Tuku sings, he's homesick. He's thinking about his home, Dande, in Shona. And he wants to come back. Ladies singing Dzoka Uyamwe in the background, well, they're urging him to come back too. They say, come home and suckle. The breast is waiting for you. Yes, that was Tuku with Dzoka Uyamwe, a song of longing and nostalgia for one's home. That comes off his 1999 album, by the way, called Tuku Music. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we are at the last song of the hour. So I'm bringing us back to the current world with one of Africa's biggest global music stars, and he just keeps on rising. You know who it is, right? Can you guess? He's from Nigeria. Burna Boy. Oh, yeah. This is 23, and it's from his new album, Twice as Tall. If you're wondering, 23 is American basketball legend Michael Jordan's number. Hence, Burna Boy's opening phrase and refrain, "Music make me feel Gabby Jordan."
Music make me feel Gabby Jordan. Don't understand what they say, I ain't born.
And with Burna Boy's 23, we say goodbye for this week. Thank you for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Clement Colors for inviting me into his art studio in Kaduna, Nigeria. And also to the crew, Solomon Shaibu, Joel Jeremiah, and Yasmin Kaikai. Also, thank you, Kwame Ofori, for joining me once again in presenting Song of the Week, Imali. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You'll get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. Videos like the Clement Colors interview you just heard earlier in the hour. Also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage music, go to voanews.com/MTIA-archive. Again, voanews.com/MTIA-archive. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. You just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. All right, till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.